ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Prithu Maharaj, which enrich one's devotional attitude. Whoever takes advantage of these benefits also goes back home, back to Godhead, like Maharaj Prithu. Please repeat. The great sage Maitreya continue.
The great sage Maitreya continue.
My dear Vidura,
I have as far as possible
spoken the narrations about Prithu Maharaj, which enrich one's devotional attitude. Whoever takes advantage of these benefits
also goes back home.
Back to Godhead.
Like Maharaj Pitu.
Purport. The word Shravaya mentioned in a previous verse indicates that one should not only read for himself, but should also induce others to read and hear. That is called preaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this practice, Yaradeka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesha. Whomever you meet, simply talk with him about the instructions given by Krishna, or tell him of narrations about Krishna. Prithu Maharaja's history of devotional service is as potent as narrations about the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not make distinctions between the pastimes of the Lord and the activities of Prithu Maharaj. And whenever it is possible, the devotee should attempt to induce others to hear about Prithu Maharaj. One should not only read of his pastimes for one's own benefit, but should induce others to read and hear about them also. In this way, everyone can be benefited. It's pretty much the same, the next verse.
Idam madare nashinva pritu charitam pratayam vimukta sanga bhagavati bhava sindhu pota pade sachari puna pravate ratim manusya.
Whoever with the great reverence and adoration regularly reads, chants and describes the history of Maharaj Pritu's activities will certainly increase unflinching faith and attraction for the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord's lotus feet are the boat by which one can cross the ocean of nescience. Purport. The word Bhavasindhu Potapade is significant in this verse. The lotus feet of the Lord are known as Mahatpadam. This means that the total source of material existence rests on the lotus feet of the Lord. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, 10.8, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, everything is emanating from him. This cosmic manifestation, which is compared to an ocean of nescience, is also resting on the lotus feet of the Lord. As such, this great ocean of nescience is minimized by a person who is a pure devotee. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord need not cross over the ocean, for he has already crossed it by virtue of his position at the Lord's lotus feet. By hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord or the Lord's devotee, one can become firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. This position can also be achieved very easily by narrating the history of the life of Prithu Maharaj regularly every day. The word Vimukta Sangaha is also significant in this connection because we associate with the three qualities of material nature. Our position in this material world is full of dangers. But when we engage in the devotional service of the Lord by the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam, we immediately become Vimukta Sangha or liberated. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta, the purpose of the fourth canto, 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Maharaj Pritu is going back home. Maharaj Pritu ki Omagyana Durandasya Jandana Sharakaya Chakshuza Mithamena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Mukundara Pivachana Pambuna Gete Giriyatupa Tamamunda Shri Gurundina Tarna Paramananda Madam Shri Chaitanya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodita Bhagavad Krishna Chaitanya Sandhya Mongodo Hare Krishna. So the previous verse or text 38, Vaichitra Vivyadhitam Mahan Mahatmya Suchakam Asmin Kritam Mati Martyam Patavim Gatim the great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, I have as far as possible spoken the narrations about Prithu Maharaj which enrich one's devotional service. Whoever takes advantage of these benefits also goes back home, back to Godhead like Maharaj Prithu." So there are nice instructions in the verse itself as well as in the purport. We can gather some inspiration as well as improve our devotional attitude as well as practice. So one of the things that's been highlighted from verse 31 all the way to 39 is the benefits of reciting or the glories of such personality. Particularly here is about Prithu Maharaj, right? How many of you have read the whole section of Prithu Maharaj? Been continuously reading. So if you want the benefit, you should read. If you don't want the benefit, that's okay. Yeah, no one's going to force you. But you have to think, right? This is the process Srila Prabhupada wanted. So each and every one of you have to contemplate carefully and ask yourself, where do you want to be in 6 months in your devotional practice, in a year, in 5 years, like that. You have goals, right? Material goals. I'm renting now. 5 years later, I want to get a 3-room house. And then I'll get another 5-room house. And soon, I'll conquer the world. Right? You think like that. So, you have material goals. So, similarly, you must have spiritual goals. It's the basis by which you can exist in material world. Without spiritual context, your existence is meaningless, or you find whatever you pursue ends up in futility. Or it's not as what you thought of or as you dreamed. You know, you go to college, you think, yay, you know, I'm going to get my degree and wow, I'm going to get a job. And then you write in your resume, you send in, and then you find that job's not coming so easily. Prabhupada said, the person who goes to college and then he gets his degree, and when he goes looking for a job, he's like a dog. He goes barking, woof, 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 give me something, woof, 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 give me something. And particularly, you can't see it in the Western countries, but if you're in India, you can see, yeah, especially in Vrindavan, right? All the shop owners, you know, there's so many shops and they sell all kinds of food and stuff like that. And these dogs that come, they'll come and then they'll come to the store to get something. And within each store, they have their own dogs. Or rather, the dogs have adopted the store owners. And then they are like, you know, this is my territory. So they bark at the other dogs. So it is like that. When you are looking for a job, you are actually barking. Yeah? You're saying, woof, please give me something. And then they were like, oh, let me look at your resume and stuff. Nobody cares about your character. Nobody cares about how good a person you are. Here we see an exalted and incredible quality that Prithu Maharaj has displayed. Nowadays it's not important, right? Just look at the President of the United States. It's a fact. It's funny, but it's a fact. People seem to have no understanding of what good character and values of being a human being is anymore. So it is so imperative that when we read the Bhagavatam, we should ask, can I be like Prithu Maharaj? Maybe not so much, but can I follow some of these things? Can I attain some of these qualities? Yeah, it's doable. Huh? If you focus carefully, you know certain things you can do. But to be able to do that, you must know the pastime. And therefore, it is important because Srila Prabhupada wrote all this, not because for book distribution, but more for us so that we become ideal devotees, quality devotees, that whoever walks through that door, they look at us, they say, I want to be like these people. You know? Like how many of you want to say you want to be like President Trump? Right? You think, right? Ah, you are, yeah, like that, you know? You don't want to be like those people. So, it is important. Like when little kids come and they see Prabhupada play the kirtan, they think, "Mommy, I want to play Vedanta like Prabhupada. I want to be like that." Yeah, they have good role models like that. So similarly, each and every one of you must become a role model. And if you are a role model, then Yare Lekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. It's so easy. Then it's so easy to talk about Krishna. Because you have practiced it, you know what it's all about, you know the value it has given you, it has made you a better person, right? Just imagine 10, 15 years ago when you were not practicing what you were doing and what you're doing now, you can compare. And then you're like, man, it's like day and night. And you're shocked that I could be like that, you know? So Prabhupada said, we take the hippies and make them happies. So similarly, we take all the depressed, you know, people in the country, we give them Krishna consciousness, we tell them the joy of practicing it, and the joy of association among devotees, right? When we practice Krishna consciousness, it's just not just chanting and caring for ourselves, you know, it's not. It's a collective activity, you know, this is why we say sadhu sangha. By creating this atmosphere of good quality association and devotees, we raise the collective consciousness. Every one of us will raise the consciousness. We have a certain standard, and when people come in, they're like, "Oh, wow! You know, I never knew people were like that." You know, yeah. And then after that, they go back home. They think, "Man, those people were so nice." And then they come again, and again. As long as you maintain a good standard, the attraction will be there. And that's what yesterday Aniruddha Prabhu was saying. You know, when you experience in totality this Krishna consciousness, the kirtan and so on, each and every one of you become empowered. The Lord smiles in your heart. He is also dancing. Mahaprabhu Nityananda in your heart are dancing. And as they dance, you feel joy. And that joy is what most people out there are hankering for. Right or not? They want that and they can't get it. So they look forward towards some television programs, some movie, right? Or some silly game on the, what do you call that? Mobile and stuff like that, right? All you do is your fingers and the thumb gets very strong, you know. And your brain gets dull. This technology, all these games and these computers, they don't help you develop a thinking process. They don't help you develop good logical thinking also. You don't. Rather, you only get good at your reflexes, you know. You know, ping, 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 yeah, that's it, you know. So, we don't have to develop those kind of qualities. I mean, if you can develop both, great, you are exceptional. But we are more into developing Krishna conscious qualities. And then we can go out and talk to people, right? And when we talk to people, we know why we are wanting to give them this knowledge, right? You understand the value of that knowledge that you want to give a person. Normally when you go out on books and so on, if you do not understand why you're doing, you will always be frightened, shaking, don't know what to do. Then the only thing you can do is pray to Krishna, help me distribute the books. But if you know why you're giving, then it makes a lot of sense. Then you know this activity is so good for these people. It doesn't become a selfish endeavor. It becomes more of a real social welfare. Prabhupada says Krishna consciousness is the real social welfare. Because socially we are all spiritual living entities who want to have good association. And that's what we are missing. And we can't get it any other way unless we give up our hankering for material needs and stuff like that. We are not saying, and Prabhupada didn't say that you don't you can't have a good house, you can't have a big, you know, bungalows and so on. No, you can have all that. But ultimately, your center should be Right? Like when you get up in the morning, what is the first thing you do? Okay, so pick a student. You don't know, your answer was, Hare Krishna. What is it?
No, I just say Hare Krishna.
You get up and say Hare Krishna? You do it? Okay. What about you?
I say
pranam. You do pranam too?
I say pranam to my spiritual master.
To your spiritual master?
Yeah, and then okay. Prabhupada.
Then Prabhupada, and then?
Then I come out and like then I go straight to the shower.
Okay.
Chant.
That's good. You should also loudly praise the presiding deity that you all come to, right? Shri Radha Vallabha ki, Shri Jagannatha Balaji Subhadra ki, Gaura Nithai ki. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, my spiritual master. And I'm alive today. And let me be more Krishna conscious than yesterday. Yeah. Actually, that's what you should do. You get up, you pray, you pronounce. Now, the Vedic times, they get up and they thank the Mother Earth and so on. Some of you may have been brought up like that, and so you may do that. But for us, we thank Srila Prabhupada. We thank our spiritual master for connecting us, and we thank the presiding deities here for giving us the opportunity to get close to them, to connect with them, and to help others like them. It is so relevant that you do this daily, then you have a what? A relationship, right? That's what Krishna consciousness is, right? We have a relationship. But if you're not going to do, then you're developing what?
Nothingness.
Yeah, impersonalism. So you should ask yourself, why am I not thanking the Lord? Why am I not thanking my spiritual master? Why am I not thanking Srila Prabhupada? Why am I not thanking my parents for making me such a good person that I took up Krishna consciousness? Right? All this you should think. Krishna consciousness is a thinking activity. It's an active principle that, you know, jiva is very active. We shouldn't develop such a, you know, as he was saying, an impersonal attitude. We shouldn't. And then when we meet devotees, we greet one another, we should always ask, how's your Krishna consciousness? And you mean it, you should ask, are you okay doing, are you chanting fine? When you start developing these qualities of care, then you can actually go out and care for others. Otherwise, how can you care, right? You are impersonalists, and impersonalists don't really care. They only worry about moi, you know, me, like that. So you should try to get out of that mindset, or the way you were brought up, and the way you were conditioned over many years. Give those things up, you know. Ask yourself, is it really helping me in my process of Krishna consciousness? You know, how valuable it is, you know. It is so important. And then, when you develop such attitude and such relationship with one another, and when you read these pastimes, it will touch your hearts. Because you can relate to those things, and then you can also want to develop such qualities. Huh? Did you read the section where Prithu Maharaj thanks his countrymen and everyone? You know how wonderful it is? It's so touching, you know? He thanks them so out of his heart, he tells them, thank you for being my citizens like that. So do you feel that way with one another? This is sadhu sangha. We have to develop and feel one with our friends and associates, you know. It shouldn't be artificial, you know. When we hug one another, it should be, I am so happy. One of the qualities of a Vaishnava is he wants to touch the body of another Vaishnava, so he gets purified. Yeah? All right, I don't want to touch you. I can choose. to some extent, okay, but still, the affection you should develop. This is Priti Lakshana. And you got a very nice group of brahmacharis here also, very nice. So all of you should be supportive to them. and I encourage them to remain in the ashram if they can, and guide, you know. It should be such that, you know, grihastha should invite the brahmacharis. Not saying I want to be invited. I'm just saying, you know, the very nice group of boys, invite them, you know, give them prasadam, encourage them in their preaching, encourage them for the qualities they are showing in the temple and so on. And in the same way, when you praise them and pray, you will also develop such qualities that you are looking for, you know. Krishna consciousness is like that. We want everyone to be excited and wanting to, you know, come rushing to the temple room, you know. Right? Mangalarati, it's, you know, your temple is small, you know, but it's okay. You know, come, everyone should come and squeeze in, pull someone out. I want to see Krishna. Right? It should be like that. Like I was told in LA, just to do the aarti and so on, there's a big queue. So sometimes it takes 2 months just to get to do the aarti, like that. So the devotees there have so much love just to want to do service. So the same thing is here, you know, you have such a big, nice congregation. And I think it's one of the best temples I've been also, because so many devotees come from Mangalarati. Most temples, you know, there's more deities than the devotees. But, you know, so here you have an opportunity, a chance to even go in the next stage, yeah, of devotional excitement, you know, that you can share. So that's what Prabhupada is saying, yahadika tarikaha. Not just to outsiders, you should also talk to one another and encourage, come, why are you staying at home? Oh, I worked the whole week, I'm so tired, I'm only sleeping. What's wrong with you? Right? That's what we are trying to get out. So come, and you can inspire. If you come during the weekend, then the whole 5 days is nothing. And you'll be looking forward for the next weekend. So the 5 days will fly. And then one day you'll say, hell with the 5 days. But I'm not saying everyone can do that. But the thing is, as you develop together, as you all have become closer and more affectionate in your dealings with one another, this will enrich your community. You will all have a reason for being around, you know? Right? So it will be so nice, so wonderful. And then just like when you go out on Rath Yatra, you say, I look so wonderful, you are all so happy. When you go in Harinam, like Anuruddha Prabhu was mentioning, it's so nice. I was thinking, how come I didn't see more devotees? Because I saw more people in Mangalarati than Harinam. Yeah. So, you know, you should go. I heard there's 2 Harinams, right? Yeah. In some cities, you can't even do Harinam. In America, there's so many laws. You can't do this, you can't do that. And if you have to do some public thing, they say, okay, we'll give you a location. And they do. In Houston, they tell us, go to this place. And it's like 50 meters away from the main thoroughfare. So people will be walking that far, and we can only stand in one corner and do our kirtan or so-called harinam. You know? So you guys are so fortunate. So don't lose the opportunity. Every time you go and participate in harinam, Mahaprabhu is so pleased. Chaitanya is pleased. Prabhupada is pleased. Unless you're sick, unless you have some other services to do, that's okay. But there's 2 days in a week. And if your Harinam is so great, then maybe it can become 3 days a week. Yeah. Or 4 days, who knows, you know. But it's doable. These are not things that's unachievable. These are things you can achieve. And this is what Yaradeka Tarika is all about. So people see how happy and wonderful we are all are. Right? Devotional practice means you should become happy. As soon as you take a chant, you become happy. Okay.
Minimum
2 days. Yeah, I know. I'm saying you can increase.
We do something 3-4 times.
Okay, excellent. Go for it. Yeah. So you pull others, all the ladies next to you, and say, come for the next Harinam, you know. Don't be a dead log in your home. Right? So this is so wonderful, you know. And in the next verse, how Srila Prabhupada says that one can take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and need not cross over the ocean. It reminds me of Markandeya Rishi. You all heard of Markandeya Rishi? He had the benediction of living for 7 kalpas. You know what a kalpa is? No? Oh. In Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter. Kalpa is one day of Brahma. Do you know how long one day of Brahma is? No? No, you should know these things. Yeah. Huh? No, 1 kalpa is 1,000 maha yugas. Okay, so it's like 4.32 billion solar years. That's only 12 hours. So 24 hours is double it. Okay, that's one day of Brahma. So in the night time when Brahma sleeps, it gets very scary. The whole thing, the whole mess. Sometimes pralaya happens. Pralaya means some destruction comes up. The water comes up from the bottom of the Galvadatta ocean. It just comes up to the planetary system. And then some planetary systems will be destroyed. The upper demigod planetary system may not be destroyed during the evening of Brahma when he goes to sleep. So some destruction happens. So when one time Markandeya Rishi was meditating in his ashram, then everything happened and then he was in. You can read this in the 12th canto, right? Then he gets sucked up. So one, he gets thrown about in the ocean and then he doesn't know, and then he sees all kinds of terrible creatures, you know, timingalas. Timingalas are supposed to be great fish that can swallow a whale, so just imagine. Yeah. Huge, and sharks and all that, and he was like, what's happening? And finally it slows down and he sees an island, a glowing island, that's an banyan tree. So he gets to the island, it's a small island, and he looks up at the tree. It's effulgent, it's so radiant. And then in one of the banyan leaves was a little sapphire-like bluish boy. Yeah. It's in the leaves and he's looking at Markandeya Rishi. And then he's holding his feet, lotus feet, and he's putting it in his mouth. Little baby, you know. And then he looks at Markandeya Rishi and said, you know, all these sages and saints, they're all meditating on these feet, and I'm trying to figure out why is that. Of course, then Markandeya Rishi is shocked because he realizes this is the Supreme Personality of Krishna in the leaf. So he's known as Vadapratrashayi, yeah? And he's sucking. So now you know why the baby Krishna is putting the lotus toe in his lotus mouth, because he wants to find out what is so great about my feet. Everybody is worshipping about my feet. So then Markandeya Rishi is like saying, no, you can't taste like that. You have to be a devotee to taste your lotus thing. And then the Lord then inhales. As he inhales, Markandeya Rishi goes into his body. And then goes inside his stomach. And again he sees the entire material creation. One of his requests, he asked Nara Narayan Rishi, right? He asked Nara Narayan Rishi and he said, I want to experience the material energy, how it is. So he was getting a full dose. So he went into the stomach and he sees all these waves of creation. He sees all kinds of things. And then he sees his heart, he sees where his hermitage was. And then in the next moment, the Lord, and throws him out, and then he comes back. So we are here, we are, and all of us, we are trying to understand the lotus feet of Krishna, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Shishigaur, Nitai. Now, if you do deity worship, you get an opportunity to look at your lotus feet. You get the opportunity to touch it. opportunity to put your forehead on that lotus feet. So that desire should be there to touch the lotus feet. The desire should be there. I want to serve them, and then you get the lotus feet. Right? And if you are so qualified, maybe your spiritual master also may put his lotus feet on your head. Right? So such desires should take place. That is one thing in our Krishna conscious activities like that. And as I say, otherwise if you do not pursue these and you think material life is more important, then you have to face tapatraya. Sanatana Goswami says, then you have to go through the three miseries, threefold miseries, tapatraya. Sanatana Goswami tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people say I am a learned person, but he say, Kami, who am I? I don't understand why I am going through the threefold miseries. And we all do, we all go through that. Mahaprabhu then explains to him, our original constitutional position is Jivera Swarubhoi Krishnera Nityatas. We are meant, we were created for, what were we created for? That's it. You know the answer. We were just created for service, not for anything else. The human form of life is simply meant for serving and performing devotional service. So, the Sat Chit Ananda, the Chit potency will give you the knowledge. We all have that knowledge innately in us to do service. Nothing else. We can try to do many, many other things, but we will never be satisfied. Our nature is to serve. So, when we understand that properly, we learn how to serve nicely, then you will be in your constitutional position. So one thing you all should go home and think about, try to think because it's important, ask yourself why you are not the body. Or ask yourself, how do I know I am not the body? That's your homework. Think about this thing. It may take you a few days to come to some realization, or it may take you a whole lifetime. Okay? So ask yourself this, why am I not this body? Okay, so as I was saying, the three modes of material nature, there's a depiction of Mother Durga. She carries a Trishula. Trishula is three pointed lens. And then she sits on what? Tiger. And then, or okay, a lion, a tiger, pick your choice. And then she steps on a jiva, yes, a living entity, and then she uses her lens to stab him. So this three-pointed lens is the three gunas. So she uses the three gunas and she gives us hell. Okay? And then the jiva is saying, oh, to the left a bit, no, to the right a bit, give me more. It's not understanding he is actually suffering, yeah. But whatever he's thinking, he is enjoying. Yeah. But when we get this knowledge, we are free from avidya, ignorance. So therefore, we don't want to be under the three modes of material nature, but rather we want to be under the divine nature. Okay. So you have wonderful opportunity here in the Melbourne Temple. Take it up, don't. If you are old and tired or sickly, then find other ways to help in the Sankirtan movement. Otherwise, if you are young, come for kirtans, don't just, lag behind like that, If Prabhu can dance, then you can dance. Most of you are younger than him, Most of you are younger than me. So you should be able to dance, dance until you drop. Right? They say, right, in the old days, bob until you drop, So, dance. Who are you dancing for? For who? Have some life. For who? Yeah. When you sing, when you chant, put some prana behind it, give some life force in it. Otherwise, people look at you, they think, why I want to be in this movement? You should be so happy, you know, you should think, oh, the opportunities, the infinite complicated ways I can be with Krishna. Right? So the combinations that you can have pastimes with Krishna. If you serve Srila Prabhupada, you are still connected to the Chaitanya Leela. So you'll get the blessings of Mahaprabhu. If you want it, again, no one can force you. Nobody can force you. You have to want it. But like I said, this is an amazing temple. The opportunity is so nice, so many things to do. Every day, tons of prasadam going out. No temple is being there. So you should give something back. You know, simply eating is okay, but still give something back. Right? Somehow or other you show, you know, Krishna, I brought this friend of mine today. My dear Shishi Gonita, this is a friend of mine. I brought him or her here. Please bless them. He or she is your forgotten servant. Shishi Radha Vallabha, please give your blessing. Yeah, you invite people like that. Say, or if you can't, at least for Christmas time, you get some books, Bhagavad Gita, wrap it nicely and tell your friend, you are such a good friend, you know. I would like, from the bottom of my heart, give you this gift. This gift has changed me. It is spiritual in nature. You don't have to change anything in your life, but please read. You will become a better person. At least I feel that. Then you give them Bhagavad Gita during Christmas time, Father's Day, Mother's Day, you give a cookbook, you know, things like that. Think. Don't play the games. Right? Go out, go forth and prosper. Right? Who does this?
Spock,
yeah. So go forth and prosper. You know, and be happy to be in Krishna consciousness. Huh? Be happy. Show that in your face. You know? Smile. You know? And the world will
smile with
you. Yes, exactly. You know? Always when you come to the temple, be happy. You know? Be happy. You know? If some devotee is having difficulty, give yourself to them. See how you can help them, how you can encourage them to become happy also. So go all out and see what you can do. Then you will always have unflinching faith and attraction for the lotus feet of Krishna, your spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So the first two cantos are the lotus feet of Krishna. So you should read the first two cantos as much as possible. Yeah? Just read, you don't need to have a big brain to read, you know. Read, and then you can say, Lord, let me understand something, so can I can help out, you know, like that. Be humble about it and read, and then you'll see, slowly and surely, Srila Prabhupada's purpose will speak to you and will guide you back to Godhead, right? Yeah, so take shelter like that and be sincere, be happy. Srila Prabhupada ki. That's good. Comments, questions, corrections. Otherwise, we can end. Anything? Going once, going twice. Yes, probably. He's always had some nice comments here.
What does Brahma do in his 12 hours of sleeping time? Does he sleep 12 hours or 6 hours? Or what does he do?
And they said he sleeps during the night, and it doesn't say how many hours he sleeps. Speaking of sleeping, do you know Jagannath only sleeps how many hours? 3 hours, according to. I was there recently in Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, and I kind of promised some devotees I would say something about it. So I thought, you know, you're asking the sleeping triggered. You know, Jagannath only sleeps 3 hours. When King Indradumna built the temple at that time, the Lord asked him what. Blessings. One of the things he said is he must always give darshan. And so the Lord says, Tatastu, I will do that. So for 3 hours every day, usually after 12 or 1 o'clock, he goes to sleep. Sometimes it may be 4 hours, depending on what happens, but generally we say 3 hours. Then he is up again at 3 in the morning giving darshan, all the way till the next day, until, you know. So, and then King Indralumna also told Jagannath that you should always take prasadam, bhoga, and your hands, can, after you wash, cannot go become dry. So therefore they do 56 offerings. Sometimes they do less, but at least minimum 56 items each offering. But I've asked, and they say sometimes they even offer 1,000 offerings. Yeah. But the whole day they try to do as many offerings. Every few minutes somebody will be offering. So Jagannath is like that. Here maybe he is, but he knows, you know, so much prasad is going. So Jagannath's Mahaprasad is going like that, so nicely like that. Yeah. So there's no, I have not read anything as such as how long Brahma sleeps, but I would expect he sleeps for 12 hours, yeah. Because it's a night time, it says. So during night of Brahma, pralaya happens, so something happens, yeah. Yes.
And which sun makes Krishna day and night? The same sun that we have?
Pardon? Which?
Which sun makes Krishna's day, Brahma day and night?
Which sun?
Which sun? The solar planet.
Is it the same sun that we have?
Yeah. There's only one sun in every universe. Okay? You may look at many stars, but according to Vedic understanding, there's only one sun. And that sun gives life. Okay, so our sun, according to the fifth canto, I think about 4 point something billion miles. And so that's the distance by which life exists within the sun. So the sun travels up and down. It goes all the way down to the lower planetary system to see... It's a trick question. To see his... The sun goes to see his sun, Yamaraj. Yamaraj is the sun of Surya. So he goes down to see his sun and then he goes up. So he travels like that. That's nice, yeah. So anyway, today is my last day, so I want to thank Sukadev Prabhu, Aniruddha Prabhu, Mataji, Achincharupa. I know Achincharupa and Aniruddha and Sukadev later on for many years, you know. They've been the really pillars, yeah, and you all should support them and give your heart in trying to serve them. So I want to thank all of you. All of you have been so kind to me. It's been like, as I said, after 20 years I'm coming and still so nice to... See, that's how it is, it should be. Wherever the devotees go, you feel part of the family, you know. So, thank you all of you. And I hope when I come again next time, hopefully next year, that I'll see greater and more joy among the devotees in Melbourne. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Kantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki Shrimad Prabhupada ki Gaura Premanandi.